is also mentioned in the teachings and commentary that 60 or 70, 60 or 70 times the fire end of the world is a much end of the world. The fire end of the world, that which is in, which melts even the Rocky Mountains or these so hot. So that is a 60-70 times or much hotter than the present at the energy of the fire in the human world. And then the one tiny fire spark from the hell realm is as say 7 times hotter than the end of the world fire. So that so therefore can imagine that how it is so how it is so powerful, how it is so, how it is so beneficial. Just one circumambulation, people or insects, anyone goes around, that purifies completely the karma which causes to rank in all the ad hoc hell, completely purified. By existing, such as this holy object containing this mantra, makes unbelievable differences. Makes so easy, to save yourself from suffering, to save others, so many people, so many creatures from suffering. It's so easy to liberate, you see. So easy, you see. So also same prostration, so embracing prostration, one prostration to that holy object, you see. And so you get liberated from all the sufferings. So, and then you see, no returning. So one circumambulation, one prostration done to that holy object which contains this mantra, even one. So your life doesn't never go back. You only no returning back. See, only your life only directs your life only towards enlightenment. So that is another unbelievable thing. That's another unbelievable projection. From here you go to only up towards enlightenment. See, never go down. So that is another unbelievable thing. Incredible benefit. What we need exactly. You see, anyway, so. So it becomes here when you circumambulate through a certain practice of circumambulation, the very powerful practice of purification, quite matters, you see. so physically doing circumambulation, you see. Then speech, that is physical circumambulation. Then speech recite mantra at the same time. So very important. You know, very important. Also, you create good karma with the speech. Not just stay quiet, but when you're circumambulating, create good karma with the speech. You're creating good karma with the body, but you also create good karma with the speech. So, recite Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Vajra Sabha Mantra. So, can recite, you see. However, of course, excellent recite Om Mani Padme Hum. Genesis mantra, I can say also about the mantra. So there, can recite the 5 extremely powerful for purification. that which is commonly, which mantra is commonly used to recite. People who died. You see, you bless the water. Master seed things that then you throw over the body. So there's sprinkle over the cemeteries where the person's body is burned, a graveyard, you sprinkle on top of that. After the person's body is burned, you sprinkle that. So even the person's consciousness is somewhere else, but still it helps, it connects, it helps that person with past ways in the pure native karma and to a higher birth. So very commonly used, as the main one that commonly used, is five deities. So one is the Namjalma, and the one is the which has scars of benefit, power to pure native karma, long life. Namjalma, and another one is Michuba, and the powerful receipt of pure vision. Then other ones, the lotus pentacle. Lotus pentacle. On permission is being made. So that unbelievable that even a monk who broke all the four root vows, you know, broke the four root vows, you see, completely, and born in hell realm. If you chant this mantra, think of the mantra for that person who died in the hell realm. Then, by the power of this mantra, able to liberate that person who was monk, broke the four root vow, and born in hell, able to liberate from the hell realm, you see, to get higher. But so. So then there are many other benefits. So the Gunrik mantra, Gunrik, and the king of the deity, king of the tantra, purifying the lower realm, who's already born in the lower realm, then you do puja of this, you recite this mantra, then liberate from the lower realms. And then, so, the one was the stainless pentacle. this mantra. So the so this even by thinking of the people or animals who died. Born in the lower realms, so you chant by thinking of them. Just even that, you see, they get liberated from the lower realms, they get higher birth. So it's extremely powerful, you see. So can decide the end of those mantras. also can decide by the supper. So then, you see, Omani Premi Humo Medisipata. Can recite any prayer, you see, heart sutra or anything, teachings on emptiness or the, you know, whatever prayers, you can recite 35 Buddha's name, you know, while it's circumbleeding. Or in a different prayers you can recite, you know, but bodhicitta or bodhisattva, this or containing, so if we know by heart, can see many of the prayers can recite, like I am on the Sri Sangiti or the what it, you know, different Buddha's, those are important, text, I have to say, while you're certain bleeding. there's one monk, there was one monk, not now, the Gilupa Monastery, near the stupa's Gilupa Monastery, where you see him as a side there. he's not the actual abbot, but he's the acting abbot, a Mongolian monk from Saratchi, very good monk, from Tibet. So I stayed with him one month. when I came here alone many years ago to take the Gelong ordination. You know, Gelong ordination. from Nepal. You know, I came alone, and so I didn't find place. You know, not Tibet monastery, no place, nowhere I found place. So then I stayed the most expensive hotel. Many of this Ashoka Hotel, the government hotel. So 20 rupees a day. So that time, 20 rupees a day is the most expensive one that time. So then, because I couldn't find a place to stay, so I stayed there. So then he participated, received the Gelong Nation Permission, meaning which with the Sehun Sanchez, which spoke in the Bindu Bas Master, the master of the preceptor, the Lopan, you see. That is the effort. There were two other monks. So then, Rinpoche, there was another time, you know, in the ordinary ceremony. Rinpoche asked me where I was staying, so I was staying at Ashoka Hotel. Rinpoche said, isn't it expensive? So anyway, so then I ran out of money. So I stayed there, then I ran out of money. There were four guys from Holland, three or four guys from Holland, you know, they were going to go to Nepal, and they were staying in my next room. So then, so I asked them to borrow money, 300 rupees. So I said, I'll pay Nepal. So they gave me the 300 rupees. So then, with that, I bought offerings for the ordination, I bought fruits, you know, to fill a begging bowl, see, for marketing things. Anyway, to my offerings. So I say, yeah. then I found a place somewhere between Thai monastery, you see, temple. There's one called dormitory one. So I stayed there 7 days, and then I found a place back to monastery. So I stayed with this monk. That time, his name was Rinpoche, was teaching the Lama Tsongkhapa was Lamrim, the great Lamrim, the stage patron. Rinpoche was giving this teaching. So, so I stayed with this Mongolian monk 1 month. He has one bed, spare bed. And maybe there was some monk mood somewhere else, I'm sure. So I found one spare bed with him. So in his room. So anyway, this monk. That part is just a side talk. Okay? So this monk. So every morning, 9 o'clock or something, he takes a stick and then he starts to recite Abhidhamma Kosha. This is 8 chapters, something. So he starts, you know, by heart. So he starts chanting, from the room when he starts to walk to the stupa. You know, with the stick, then he starts to recite. Then, second blade, you know, I don't know how long, but he comes back to home, finish the whole 8 chapter of Abhidhamma Kosha. So he does that every day. So, it is said to be also very powerful purification there. So that's kind of his daily life, you know, practice. That's not the only thing, but that's what he does. So anyway, I think the monk died in meditation. When the monk died in a meditation state, and like Buddha, you know, the lion's laying down, you see, that position. So, yeah. And then the monastery, I think the monastery allowed to the monks from Theravada temple and others to come to see him that in meditation in meditation, you see, so those monks came to see. Then I think maybe they kept the body maybe a little bit long. So after meditation is over, see, then you're supposed to pack up the body. You know, pack up the body, you see. So after meditation is over, so I think maybe there's some wind or something, you know, body becomes swollen, you see. With general meditation, nothing happens. You know, no smell, nothing happens. But if the meditation is over, then you see things can happen, you see. Then many interesting things can happen. So anyway, someone will say, yeah, so anyway, let's start talk from the, you know, when you circumambulate, don't keep the mind quiet, don't keep the, you should also create good karma, you see, with speech. So, you see, otherwise you're losing, you see, you have an incredible opportunity. Even with the speech, you know, it's like mantra or prayer. And so many, even the karma get purified, and so much what you can do, and you lose all the opportunity. So many evens need karma get purified, but it's that one Buddha's name on mantra. So you lose billion, I say. If you lose $1 billion, I mean, then you could become crazy, see. So here, this is a much greater loss than $1 trillion. You see, this crack merit and this purification, you see, all that past comes, you see. That's why I think I stayed one. Remember, I stayed one night or two nights in Theravadan temple. That time, I remember that. That time I was helped by one student from Holland. He was here, so he helped to carry the. That time I have only one. That time I have only one suitcase. So. This big one, so then he helped to carry, other side I carried, the other side he carried. So then we stayed together in one room there, and the one monk came at night time, and then he was talking about, because they couldn't understand the female enlightened being, Sitara. So he was talking about, but they couldn't understand, so talking about some negative, you know, something like that. So anyway, the mind with the devotion is when you circumambulate. So three things: body prostration, body circumambulation, then the speech, you know, reciting mantra or Buddha's name or those teachings of Buddha is reciting. You see, teachings of Buddha reciting. You can recite also praise to Buddha, if you know by heart, you see. You can recite also praise to Buddha. They depend on Lama Tsongkhapa's, the supreme praise to Buddha. You know, the Buddha has found this realization, you see. The things are dependent on arising, you know. They're empty and unified. Things are empty and dependent on arising. And liberating us, sentient beings, you know, from oceans of some sort of suffering by revealing the truth, by revealing this truth, what he himself realized, you see. So, there are different pressures, you know, that's also, see. So anyway, so that is speech circumambulation. During the circumambulation, if our mind is, you know, in devotion, you see, devotion, you see, to Guru Dhamma Sangha, to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So that is the mind, mental circumambulation. So then it becomes so powerful, you see, you know, body, spirit, mind, all three in virtue. So it makes life most productive, so meaningful. So it is said, It is said from sutra, you see. It is said from sutra, circumambulated sutra, from Buddha, you see. So with even all, the action of the body is also circumambulation, action of speech is also circumambulation, action of the mind is also circumambulation, and praying is also circumambulation. Mm. So in the past, Lama Disha, Lama Disha, you see, always does circumambulation. Then you see, because Lama Disha does all circumambulation, so then you see, Lama Disha's disciple, the Geshe Tomba, the translator of Lama Disha in Tibet, who is a Hisona Dalai Lama's incarnation, Geshe Tomba, Dom Tomba. I think we have a statue here. That one is Dom Tomba. This is Lama Disha, this is Dom Tomba. So I think unbelievable fortunate that we have here the Gautama Geshe's, some of the major Gautama Geshe's statues here at the root. I just say the words, oh, make this, build that, you know. Then different times people here worked, you know, then they put effort to make the statues, you know, or the Nepal, so. You don't see normally in the monasteries the Gautama Geshe statues that many is here. Lama Disha is more common to have, but I think you don't see the statues in the monastery, Gautama Geshe statues, like this many. But paintings, you know, it comes also. If there's a lineage lama, so Lam Rim, then it comes in the lineage lamas, you see, but not come to make statues. So that's, so it's an unbelievable fortunate, you know, inspiration. So, anyway, hopefully, this time it didn't happen, but I think each year maybe some teachings of each Gautama Geshe, you know, that was my wish that to do each Gautama Geshe, you know, teachings of each Gautama Geshe to listening, reflect, listening, explaining, and to meditate, you see. So very good. Something related to the statute that we have. So, I can't predict this time. Maybe I can predict after it's finished, not before. So anyway. So Geshe Tomba, Dom Tomba, the Lama Geshe's translator, you see, is Jairisik, embodiment of Jairisik, you know, it's the incarnation of Hisona Dalai Lama, this, the one layers, but, so Dom Tomba, so Lama Geshe does quite often a circumambulation, so Dom Tomba also does. So the again, Lama Disha often does a circumambulation. So Dom Tomba asked, why you don't collect merit, you know, why you don't do virtuous activities by sitting, why you, you know, why circumambulation, why don't you do virtuous activity by sitting? Because I think the reason the Lama Disha, you know, very old age aspect, you see. Very old age aspect. So that's why Dom Tomba asked, why don't you do virtuous activity by sitting? Don't take trouble by so that you know. So then Lama Disha replied back to Dom Tomba, that's because you don't understand. Lama Disha said, this circumambulation has, you see, you know, the all three virtue, in a virtue with the body, with speech, with mind, all three. So if you meditate, Lama said, there's only one, you know. There's only one virtue, it's meditating, you see. There's no speech, and there you see the body. So there's no greater profit than second blessing. Lama Di said, blight. So also Lama Di said, among the virtue, among the causative virtue, and there's no greater merit than second blessing. So the Kadamba, all the lineage of Kadamba Geshe's, you know, from Australian Lama said, all they regard very important the practice, you know, so. So there happened in India, big cities, I think they have done circumambulation. I think in cities, I think temples and the statues and Buddhas things, that's what attainment. You know. By the way, it purifies the defilement of karma, but also by the way, it becomes healing. You know. So quite so much merit and so on. Yeah, that as a, as so those as a brief benefits I explained before, all those realizations, you know, causes. So there happen many stories, that they become healing. So what I was saying before. Then if you have this mantra, say, if you have the secret relic, the Dharmakaya mantra, the secret relic, then the other one is stainless beam. Deity mantra. If you have this mantra, stainless beam deity mantra, inside the stupa or statue, even one, then anybody who do one prostration, one offering, then it purifies, just by that, it immediately purifies the five uninterrupted karma, and it becomes the cause of long life, and the cause to be born in the pure land, cause to be born in the pure land of Buddha. I got mixed up. Now this one is this one might be, I think, stainless pinnacle. Stainless pinnacle deity mantra. Now stainless beam deity mantra. Each one has a sky benefit. The stainless pinnacles, unbelievable. If you just hear this mantra, stainless pinnacle, it directs your life towards enlightenment. You know, it's unbelievable purification. And the power, whatever, how much power it has, benefit, it's unimaginable. It directs your life, just by hearing, it directs your life from here towards enlightenment. It goes up, like your life goes up. So the mantra has so much power. And Buddha has inquisible power, so Buddha can make the mantra. Buddha can make, because he has inquisible qualities, power. So therefore, Buddha can make the mantra, has that much power, can do that. And then as soon as beam deity's mantra, if it is inside, if it is one, then if you offer a bell to the stupa containing stainless beam deity's mantra inside, then the sound of the bell and the animals, people in the area, people, animals, anybody who can hear the sound of the bell connected to the stupa containing this mantra, this Bhimdeti mantra, then any animals, the dogs and any other cows or the horse or goats and all the animals and birds living in the area, see, the forest, whatever, and the people, they need karma, the very heavy karma, kill the father, mother, kill the Arhat, harm the Buddha, disunity among the Sangha, all those get purified. Even hearing the sound of the bell that offered to the stupa contain this mantra. So, and I'm just mentioning the, so, you know, the sort of, just one bit of that. But in the text from Buddha, in the Ganju, there's unbelievable benefit, mind blowing. So now the next one, there's the ornaments of enlightenment. So this mantra, if you put one mantra, you put inside the statue, stupa, you collect merit having built 100,000 stupa. Even though it's small tsatsa stupa, it doesn't have to, doesn't mean only big ones, even small tsatsa stupa. But if you put this mantra inside ornaments of enlightenment, even one, you collect merit having built 100,000 stupa. So the mantra is bad. And not only that, you collect merit having made offering to all Buddha and the Dharma Sangha. You collect merit having made offering to all the Buddha and Dharma Sangha. So like that. So these are usually originally with gold all on the live tree that goes in some stupa statues. So therefore I want to emphasize that now there's more stupa get built. I think stupa is something that everybody like. They say they're peaceful, but it has very serene feeling and a very serene feeling of peace. The feeling of peace, you see, it gives peace to the mind. So it's even just from that shape, you see, design, you see. Even people don't understand what it is, and just from the shape, you see, that is bring peace in the heart, you see. So, general people like, and there's something little different from the statue. The statue of Buddha, there's Buddha, and then is one become one something specific. So some people have a reaction to that, if it's different religion or something. But stupa is something kind of, it's kind of a nice art or universal or something, you see. People don't image it. There's no kind of reaction. You see, image, you see, there's some difference. Anyway, so the it's an unbelievable benefit to the sentient beings, not only yourself, all the merits, purification, all this direct your life towards enlightenment, you never go down, not only that, but especially for sentient beings, after you have exercised this, it has unbelievable day and night, constantly, you see, or all the time it works. It liberates the sentient beings, liberates and purifies the need, karma, and defilements of sentient beings, and causes them to collect merit, and plants seed of liberation, enlightenment in their hearts, and brings them to, plants seed of liberation, enlightenment in their hearts. See, so all the time, see. So the that especially containing these mantras, then even though rain comes, water touches the stupa, it gets blessed, they become blessed, then goes down, purify the insects and worms in the ground. And then the dust that touches the dust, that dust lands on the stupa, become blessed, you see, and blows away by the wind, and they touch any beings, people, human beings, and they all get purified and get higher. But, and then the wind that touches the stupa, contains this mantra, become blessed, you see, that goes away, touch any being, insects, people, you know, anywhere, wherever it goes, the wind, after that, purifies or liberates all those living beings, you know. purify innate karma and liberates that from the lower realm, the higher birth. So, so meaningful to behold. So, anybody who see from very far, anybody who see from very far that holy object, and immediately it plants seed of enlightenment in the mind and purifies the defilements. Anybody who see from far, even from very far, see, the minute they see, it purifies their mind and the plants seed of enlightenment. And they purifies their five uninterrupted karma. Those very heavy karma. They purify. Even somebody see from very far, so like that. So they are, so they say, so once the holy object is actualized, what the statue is stupa, then even you are not in this world, you are somewhere else, some other universe or somewhere else. but what you've done here in this world, you know, build this holy object. I see, it works for sentient beings. See, how many hundred thousand years it lasts, this whole object, you know, that you have built. So it works for sentient beings. It continuously, every day, liberates so many sentient beings. Say, seeing, touching, remembering, talking about it, even dreaming about it, you know, liberates them, brings them up. And so they, that, so, so, so here, if one is building a stupa, must put this pinnacle to this mantra, this pinnacle to one hand, if possible. Now, because in the West, there's very good technology, you know. So, so the technology becomes very beneficial. You know, to print the mantras very small and clear and small. So to have 100,000 pinnacle deities, to have 100,000 pinnacle deities mantra inside stupa, so it can be also microfilm, you know, not microfish, microfilm. So it can be microfilm. It's a, you can have a small stupa, you can, if you can, you know, can be that also microfilm you can put inside. However, that's one thing I want to emphasize. So anywhere, in your own places or country, wherever in the world, building the holy objects, so put this pinnacle to this mantra, send this pinnacle, 100,000. Then externally, unbelievable success. Internally, great success. Develop mind, great success. Outside, inside, both like blazing fire. So that's one thing to emphasize that. So even small stupa, you can do that. You could put that mantra 100,000 times. I didn't have knowledge the stupa, this you know, benefits of that, you see, I didn't know it before. So one time I went to a Geshe Sopa, you know, in Wisconsin, Madison, to see Geshe-la. So I'm saying there. So at that time, Geshe-la was building stupa there. So there was one Geshe there who was helping to build stupa in Tibet. So he came to one morning. He came to see me. He asked. There's some mantras, you see, inside the text that gives instruction how to fill up stupa. Not how to build, but how to fill up stupa. So there's one. There's these four mantras I mentioned before. So in that text, it talks name, but doesn't have the mantra. So I think in the very early time statues, I think I used to carry around this text. You know, the essence I copied and I used to carry around in the film statue. But so I didn't know these four mantras names there, but it didn't have this text. Crystal mirror is called. So it didn't have this mantra. So I think the very early ones, statues, when you fill up, didn't have this mantra. You see, the very, very early times. How I found out this is, so the Geshe came to see me, he asked, he has something to request, so I asked what. So he said this, that is for, you know, mantras. This is another tradition, this Numa, or what is this? So because it was mentioned there, so he thought maybe, was sure seen there. So then, that time, because I didn't know this mantra at that time. So there was Geshe Tenyo who just finished the abbot of Saracen Monastery, that we belong to. So he was there. So he said, you know, maybe check in the, there's one Lama from Sarache, Longpa Lama Rinpoche. So there's two volumes with a collection of teachings. So of course, you know, university that Geshe La taught, so very close, so then got a book from that. One of the students borrowed a book from the university. So Geshe Tenyo, who is now ex-abbot, so Sarache. So maybe to check that. So then I checked. I must have some karma, I think, but probably. So then that Lama mentioned in which, enter which wall, enter which, you know, ABCD is like that, karma, the alphabet, and which syllable you can, and the benefits of, I said, about this mantra is explained. So then I got the Kanju, you see, what actual text the Buddha explained, the benefits of these mantras. Then I read, it's just mind-blowing. It's just mind-blowing. It's unbelievable. Each mantra is unbelievable benefits. So this, those three mantras, then Stanley's Pinnacle. that's another one, unbelievable, let me discuss benefit. So that I have read recently. So there. then printed medical copies and read quite a number of times. But each time when you read it, it's sort of new, I think. So anyway, after that, many stupas happened during Kapon. So the 8 stupas down there. Many parts, centers, many stupas happened. There's Sorokumbu, when my mother passed away, on stupa built in the road, so the people go to Tibet and, you know, Tibet. So they, you know, you rebuild in the road, so the people get animals to go, you know, can certain place. And then I think also the ones, my mother reincarnated and she was passed away, so then at the airport, Sorokumbu, Lukla, this is the original airport. So where Western day, truckers, tourists, and where everybody go, animals. So that from that town, you see, you go up to the Mount Everest or different places. So build one stupa. So two walls like this, and then stupa on top. So the everybody goes underneath, so they will get purified. So things like that. I think also Iceland, there's one stupa built in Iceland. So it's offered to the government, build on the land, and then offered the government, after the stewards build, I went there to bless the stupa, consecrate. First of all, I started outside. Then couldn't, the wind and the unbelievable wind and the, you know, fog and the wind come. Couldn't go outside. Then I started half of the ceremony I did in the car. But even the car moves like this. Even the car. So I don't know how these people build the stupa, I'm not sure. They're not Buddhist. There's one person who came from Dharamsala, stayed some days, spent some other few weeks, 1 month, I'm sure Dharamsala. Otherwise, the rest is not Buddhist. But they're very happy to build a stupa. Similar, the stupa in Papua Guinea, in France, Kadamba stupa. That's then probably, normally people don't build a Kadamba stupa. Normally, you don't see other, but there. So we have got one Kadamba stupa built in Papua Guinea. But that's also built by Christian, I think, particular group of Christian people. They enjoy very much. And they enjoy very much, and they said, you know, in the future, you know, the stupa, they will come back to build. And it is known that it is also some student experience. While you're building stupa, you recognize this purification. You recognize the benefit. You see the benefit you're receiving. So students who build stupa mentioned to me. So definitely you see some improvement in your mind, you see. Since we talk about benefits of second building, so then I thought you see to mention also, by the way, it's a great thing to benefit from sentient beings. You know, once it is actualized, it works by itself, benefit from sentient beings. You know, 100,000 years after, you see, so it's unbelievable. So your effort, you see, you know, full benefit from sentient beings for 100,000 years, you see. That, so it's a great thing to rejoice, you know, wherever you are, whichever universe or whichever realm you are, you see, constantly benefiting, liberating sentient beings. So I think it's a great thing. So I think that, when you start to circumambulate, the Guru recites this mantra. Some people might know already from past time, so should give copies to other people to their mantra who don't have. So Chimden De the Chin Shaba Dajamba Yandaba Zuyasenge seven times. So if you do that, when you begin the circumambulation, then your circumambulation, one circumambulation becomes 10 million circumambulation. See, this is the business. This is how you make business, you know, to enlightenment. To achieve enlightenment. So the Buddha is so compassionate. Buddha is so compassionate for us. So compassionate for us sentient beings. So therefore, this makes so easy our life, you see. So easy to purify, to collect external mercy. So Buddha, because due to Buddha's compassion, so that this mantras were, you know, multiply or stay. One practice become many millions or 10 millions, like that, you see. So that's one thing. That's one thing to chant. Then the other one to chant when you begin to circumambulate, then make sure the mantra is correct. So this is from Buddha. This is all from Buddha. So I have received the loom of this, so can You recite this from Buddha mantra to holy object of the rare sublime ones, the exalted rare sublime ones. See, so the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. So you recite Chumden the Chin Shabada Chumbayanda Bazubasan, Sangha Tubala Cha Salo, you recite 7 times that. Person Buddha, then the mantra Om Namo Dasitiga Dirgala Sabarana Triya Mamapata Sha Subata Sha Swabapam Vishani Swaha. So that's the mantra's here it says one time, sorry. Normally I try to recite when I remember that 7 times, but here it says by reciting this mantra one time, then if you do prostration, so it seems you can do also prostration, beginning of prostration, you see. You can do also prostration and second blood. I get confused. So if you recite this mantra one time, then the benefit is, the benefit you get is benefits what you get by reciting this mantra one time. You get benefits having circumambulated to all the 10 directions, 3 times Buddha Dharma Sangha. All the 10 directions, 3 times past, present, future, Buddha Dharma Sangha. To all the 10 directions, 3 times past, present, Buddha Dharma Sangha. And you get married having a second blood to all of them, and you get married having done prostration to all of them. So, two benefits: you get benefits having second blood, you get benefits having prostrate to all of them. Okay, so the number is in Buddha Dharma Sangha. So, then third benefit: it purifies all the nirkamas created from beginning to rebirth. So the third benefit. Fourth benefit, you quickly achieve enlightenment. That fourth benefit. Fifth benefit, you don't get harmed by enemy and interferers, spirits and so forth. You see, that's the fifth benefit. And the sixth benefit, you become liberated from the sicknesses and the spirit harms. You get liberated from the sicknesses and spirit harms. So there's about 7, benefits. So when you circumvent or when you process, you recite this. So the first recite other one, then you can recite this one. It doesn't matter either way. So